Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
My wife and I recently returned from a month-long trip through 9 northwestern states. We left California on the 10th of August and got home around the 10th of September to very dark skies due to the rash of fires plaguing the state. We were in Torrey, Utah during the Labor Day weekend and woke up one morning to very smoky skies, which limited visibility and made breathing more difficult. The temperature on Labor Day in the area of Utah we were in the high 90s to around 100 degrees, and combined with smoke, the conditions were not great. We were told by locals in the area that the smoke we encountered was from the fires in California. The funny thing is that when we woke the next morning, the weather drastically changed. The temperature was 40 degrees with a threat of rain and snow. Within an hour of leaving Torrey, Utah, we were driving through snow and temperatures had dropped to 28 degrees. The snow was very dry, leaving little moisture on the windshield, but it was definitely snow. The snow eventually subsided and it added to the adventure of the trip. After having many days of 100 degrees heat to driving in snow. As we continued west, the smoke intensified, and by the time we reached Red Bluff, the skies were very dark from the amount of smoke in the sky. The news painted a very bleak picture of what was happening in California, with many parts of the state experiencing evacuation orders and warnings. The situation was dire in many areas, and by the looks of the air quality, I could understand why. We continued home, driving through Highway 36 to Fortuna. I was amazed at the amount of smoke in the air as we passed by Mad River in Dinsmore. I have worked around a number of fires in Humboldt County over the years, and I don't recall too many times when the air quality had been so bad. The air quality continued to deteriorate as the fires raged, not only locally, but throughout the state. The hopes of some relief appeared to be slim, and with any hopes of rain in the distant future. Fire resources have been stretched and in some cases depleted due to the number of fires statewide. So how do we get here? It seems as though every year now, we in California experience devastating wildland fires, resulting in deaths and loss of property. Some will say it is due to climate change or increased population, but others believe it is due to mismanagement of our forests. I'm not a climatologist and I have little knowledge of such things, so to weigh in on that issue would be pointless. But I have experienced a lack of forest management at the state and federal level. For many years, there has been a practice of not managing fuel load in our state and national forest lands, which has led to a buildup of that fuel load. So when fires do occur, the propensity for larger fires is there. So hopefully, this will be an area addressed in the future to avoid such devastation. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.